Welcome. I'm Sheila Scruggs. This is our Pup and Pawscast. It's sponsored by Dog and Company of Cookeville. You can go to their website, dog-co.com, to find out more about them. Hannah Buckner and Angel Feeler are with Tennessee Tech Save Us Club. We're going to find out a little bit more about what the club is. Hannah is the president. So what does the club do?
Oh, we're so glad to be here today. And the club is pretty new at Tech. So we've been going for about a year now this upcoming semester. And the club really focuses on helping shelters and vet offices with like behavioral problems. We help train these dogs at the animal shelter to make them more adoptable. But we don't just do that. So we also do fundraisers and different events to help out with our local shelters and rescue groups and help out in any way we can. And really, it's open to a lot of students, just giving dogs love and cuddles, too.
What's the main mission, do you think?
The main mission, I think, is really bringing awareness with students and helping them learn more about like dog behavior and what these dogs need. So I think that a lot of times animal behavior is something that's overlooked and not seen as like a science field. So we're in the biology department primarily, and we really just bring that more light. Also, we really want to just help the shelter in any way that we can because they struggle a lot, especially getting the supplies they need. So we do different fundraisers and like pet food drives and things like that. We do stuff with dogs and recently with cats, helping out really any way we can. But that's sort of the main mission, is bringing more awareness to animal behavior, veterinary medicine. We do things like job shadowing events and things like that. So
how long has the club been around at Tech?
So it started last fall semester, so around last September was whenever it officially got approved. The Save Us Club had been going on before it officially got approved, so the students sort of just did things with the dogs, but recently I got approved by the board and got everything official. Got a Facebook page, just the thing.
Are you guys official 501c3?
Yeah, if you go to Tech's organization page, you can find us there. We're officially
nonprofit.
Nonprofit.
You're so official.
We're official now. So it's been going for, I think, about 3 to 4 years unofficially. I'm not sure how long, but got it stamped and approved by Tech now.
So, Angel, is the club just made up of students that want to be vets or studying animal medicine or anything like that?
No, actually, I'm a mechanical engineering student, so it's definitely open to anyone and everyone at Tech.
And you have a kind of a neat project that you've got that has to deal with animals, too. Can you explain that with your mechanical engineering?
Yes, so we're taking 3D scanners and making scans of animals' legs, and we're going to put these on a software so that we can create a orthopedic device for these animals. So these would be customized to every animal, and right now these devices are on the market. They're made out of other materials, but they're upwards of like $700. So with the 3D scanner, we can actually make this with 3D printed materials, and it could cost less than $200, depending on the size of the dog. But it's just really a way to get the cost down, so that way when animals like this come into the shelter or like in homes that can't really afford this kind of thing, they can actually get the help that they need.
And working with the Tennessee Tech Save Us Club, do you feel like that helps you?
Yes. It's really great to know that the club actually does a lot of things for the shelter, these animals that need us. We do things like the food drives and everything, and it just makes you feel better knowing that they're actually getting fed. And, you know, the shelter has a lot of troubles getting all of the materials they need because they have so many animals in the shelter.
How did you get involved with the club?
They had a meeting on the quad one day. They had, like, a fundraiser, and they were selling baked goods. So first you go over because you see, baked goods, and then you look down and they had dogs. So you can't exactly ignore.
Baked goods, dogs?
Yeah.
You can't exactly ignore that. You had to go over there. And so I went over like 2 or 3 times. And finally I just thought, you know what, I'm just going to join.
So how did you get involved, Hannah?
So my freshman year of college, I actually signed up for the Save Us class, which is an option that you can do. If you're a student and you're looking for credit hours, you can contact Dr. Nikki Panter and register for this awesome class. I signed up for this class my freshman year, and it's very closely tied to the club. So that's how I got involved, is through the class. And then we were like, let's make this into a club. And that's how I got involved, and we sort of built it up and started it from there.
And you want to be an animal behaviorist.
Yes.
You already kind of are.
Well, like, I'm working towards that. That's the end goal, and you can always learn more. And, yeah, that's pretty much, I'm just want to improve myself and help the dogs at the same time. So.
And you are actually, you've got a project with the shelter right now where you're training service dogs or looking for service dogs?
Yes, I am. And this is a research project kind of like Angels. It is through the club as well. But I got a grant to be able to evaluate dogs at the animal shelter to see if they would be good candidates for service work. So went in, and last summer I think I evaluated about 60 dogs, and I selected one specifically for peanut detection work. He was my first service dog that I selected from the shelter, and it's been going really well, and I've selected a couple other dogs who are pursuing different training. I know one is going to start cancer detection training for dogs with bladder cancer, as well as a diabetic detection dog as well. So scent detection is something that I'm very passionate about. I love it a lot.
I want to know more about the peanut detection. Is this for folks that have peanut allergies?
Yes. So if somebody has very severe peanut allergies, I mean, some people can't even be in a room with it, you can have a dog who you can send them in, and they will indicate that there is odor, or the just even the presence of it. So the residual odor that might even just be on a countertop, the dog can actually smell that and let the person know.
Because some people, really, like you said, even the odor of it can really be deathly.
Mm-hmm, it can. Even just like if peanuts was in a room and it's strong with, they might not even be able to walk into a certain restaurants that cook with certain peanut, maybe peanut oil. So these dogs will be able to come in and indicate that there's odor present.
What do they do when they find something? Do they sit or do they bark?
There's two different types of alerts. You have an active alert, which is barking or clawing, and then there's a passive alert where the dog sits and points to the odor. So I train a passive alert because I don't want a dog going into public places and destroying everything because they found odor. So Parker, Peanut Parker, he
I love that.
Peanut Parker,
what
yes.
A cute name.
It fits him too. He sits and he points to the odor source whenever he finds it.
I love this. So we're actually helping save dogs' lives, and then you're saving people's lives too. And I mean, and then you're learning.
Yes, it's a big learning process.
Everybody is helped.
And I mean, even with Angel's project, I'm evaluating so many dogs, and I've come into contact with dogs from the shelter almost daily. So I can call her or text her and say, hey, this dog has a disability, and it might be something that she could even look into. I know I contact her a lot. I'm like, this dog is having a hard time. Maybe you could look into helping it out.
So you definitely save that dog. And then it helps Angel with your project, helps you learn.
Yes, because every dog is different. And so especially at the shelter, you see lots of different disabilities, and even just things such as small, like a dog who's old and has arthritis and things like that. So it could be any range from a dog who has like a limp paw or something, and it scratches the floor every time it walks, or it could be something simple, like I said, with arthritis that most dogs eventually will go through.
I love that you guys are taking something that may be negative, but you're making something positive out of it for you and the animal. So how do you choose the dogs? Are they just from the shelter, or do you work with different rescues?
For my research project, I primarily stick with the shelter just because, like, it's sort of isolated, but with the club, we help out anywhere we can. So, I mean, even if like a local rescue group is like, hey, we're having a hard time placing these puppies or we need fosters, I will contact the club members and be like, hey, is anybody available to help out in this area? Because they're really needing some help, a helping hand. So we'll do that. But primarily for my research project, I stay in a central location just to sort of keep it all together.
What about this club, Tennessee Tech Save Us Club? How can they be involved?
So you can come to our club meeting in Penny Baker Hall, room 320. That's usually where we meet. If you are a Tech student, you can just come by, and we will be taking up memberships that day, and I can talk to you more about what the club does, different
and the
events
classes,
that we're having.
The
Save Us class, and they can be involved in that next semester. Another way, if you're wanting to like give donations or you're wanting to learn more about the club, just shoot us a Facebook message or Instagram message, and we'll get back to you that way as well.
Yes, they are on Facebook and Instagram. And type it up this way, TN Tech, TNTECH, Save Us Club. So 10, yes. 10 Tech Save Us Club.
Yes.
And I've been talking with Hannah Buckner and Angel Feeler with the Tennessee Tech Save Us Club. Thank you both.
No, thank you.